Hello and welcome to the Gua Sha Show, helping you get the best results out of Gua Sha and Eastern medicine for the face and the body. I'm your host, Clive Whittam, and every week we explore the world of Gua Sha to help you use and understand this great technique with research and stories and guests and useful tips. So let's get straight into this episode and let's have a look at how Gua Sha has been used during the coronavirus pandemic. Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Gua Sha Show. And this week we're looking at how the aftermath of coronavirus has been treated using Gua Sha in China. And we'll also look at some advice by one of China's experts on Gua Sha on treating yourself and your family at home. So this is something that it would seem not many people know about, but Gua Sha has been used in hospitals right from the beginning of the pandemic and is commonly used in the treatment and prevention of what can be termed long COVID-type symptoms. These are the lingering symptoms that some people suffer after having COVID-19. So according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention in the United States, long COVID is a term to describe a range of symptoms that can last weeks or months after first being infected with the virus that causes COVID-19. It might even appear weeks after infection, even if the symptoms of COVID-19 were mild, and even if you had no symptoms at all. So some of the symptoms of long COVID reported are tiredness or fatigue, difficulty in thinking or concentrating, a headache, the loss of smell or taste, dizziness on standing, heart palpitations, chest pain, difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, a cough, joint or muscle pain, depression or anxiety, fever, and also symptoms which get worse after physical or mental activities. So one person is usually not going to have all of these, but might have a few of these together. So I normally stay away from talking about coronavirus because it's an area which is constantly changing as new evidence comes through and new ideas are formulated. And there are just too many, inverted commas, experts out there. And I don't really want to be one of those. But I thought it would be interesting for you to hear how Gua Sha is being used. And as was made plainly clear by Dr. Hu Guangqing, chairman of the World Federation of Chinese Medicine Society's Sha Therapy and Cupping Therapy Professional Committee. That's the mouthful, isn't it? That's the whole name of the committee. It's quite a long name. She's one of the Gua Sha experts drafted in to create a standardized Gua Sha treatment in light of the pandemic. And she made clear that people at home can learn a simple form of Gua Sha treatment to relieve symptoms of physical discomfort and enhance immunity. So to treat the after effects of the virus and to prevent the symptoms from worsening. So let's have a look at what she suggests. So she starts like I always do, and she advises that if you don't have any special equipment, then just use tableware. And she suggests small plates or Chinese soup spoons, which you can find at home. And there's nothing fancy about Gua Sha, especially when you're fighting infectious disease. So while Dr. Guangqing rightly believes that in terms of Gua Sha, it's best to treat yourself under the guidance of a professional who can provide a treatment plan based on diagnostic principles and signs and symptoms for people to do at home, here is some generalized advice. So if you listen to this within that context, if this is generalized advice, it's not specific. And if you really want to help someone, it's much better to be specific. And to be specific, you really have to know what you're doing. But anyway, here's the generalized advice, and you'll see that as I explain it, that actually some parts of this advice is actually part of the professional treatment in the hospitals. So let's start at the back. And this is the place that she suggests where the initial treatment should be. And she advises to mainly focus on the acupoints of the bladder channel and the Du channel, but also the liver channel on the flank or the sides of the body. So for anyone who doesn't know where the bladder or Du channels are, it's okay. It's not very complicated. So she's referring to three lines down the back. And this is a very common treatment used for all kinds of things in China. And so we start with the midline treatment. And there's an acupoint called Du 16, which is just under your occiput bone. That's the bony protuberance of your skull at the top of the back of your neck. So if you feel the back of your head and move downwards towards your neck, you'll find the protuberance. And then you can let your hand drop into the natural dip. And that's around the area of Du 16, and it's actually on the spine. So this is the place she suggests to start. And you scrape all the way down the midline of the back to the bottom of your lower back. And this is called the Du channel, and it's basically following the spine. And then the bladder channel is around three finger widths out from this line, either side of the spine, in the muscly area. So you've got these three lines. One is on the spine and one either side. So the idea is that you scrape each of these as you would normally scrape the back. So short scrapes about a hand width in length with a downwards direction. So I'm presuming that you know how to do this. And if you don't, go and find out. I've got a lot of material on my YouTube channel. I've got courses on the Coronary Institute, and I've got three books with all of this information in them. So if you don't know it, you should know it and go and find it out. So you do around 30 strokes in each channel at a frequency of 3 to 5 times a second, which is actually quite fast. If you just try that with a tool now, try and scrape with 3 strokes every second. And if we just do it together now, you can do it for 5 seconds and I'll count you down so you can feel how long these seconds are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So if you tried that, then you'll see that it actually is quite fast to do just the minimum of 3 in 1 second. So that's roughly the speed that you're doing each stroke. So remember, about 30 strokes. So the idea behind this back treatment is that it's thought to regulate what the Chinese refer to as the internal organs, to maintain the sufficient energy in the body, to enhance the body's defensive capabilities, and also to relieve the symptoms of fatigue, fever, and cough. So that's the basis behind this back treatment. It's important to note that Sha, which is the distinctive red marks that come onto the skin after you've done Gua Sha, it can come to the surface, but if the person is weak, then it may not. And it's definitely not a good idea to try and use more force to elicit it. So if Sha comes out, then it comes out. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. And it's not a big problem if it doesn't. And this basic scraping technique for your back is actually part of the main set of techniques used in hospitals to treat people after COVID-19. Except, and I'll explain this a little bit later, except that the treatment is a lot longer, with 30 to 60 times at a frequency of 60 strokes a minute. And also the acupoints are specified, telling you exactly from where to where, which is a little bit more technical. But anyway, coming back to this home treatment, so the second part is to scrape the yang channels on the outer side of the limbs and the yin channels on the inner side of the limbs. So by the limbs, I mean your arms and your legs. So anyone who follows what I do would know this already. And again, there's nothing complicated in this. If you lift your arms to your side and twist your hands so your palms are facing frontwards, and this will be the classic anatomical position. So everything on the front of the arm is yin, and everything on the back of the arm is yang. And that will be the same if you were kind of spread your legs out. And so just to be clear, so if you're looking at the side, so for example, if you move your legs outwards and you've got the front and the back, but you might be thinking, well, what about the sides? So the lateral side is yang, and the medial side, that's the side on the inside, is yin. So on the arm, the idea is to scrape down the yin and up the yang. And on the legs, it's the opposite. You scrape down the yang and up the yin. If you were to forget this, it wouldn't be a huge disaster. So it's not something to worry about too much. This is the natural circulation of the body. So as far as scraping goes, it's the same as the back. It's 30 times in each channel. So the yin and the yang on the arms and the legs, they can be separated into three equal parts, kind of coming downwards. Imagine two lines coming down your arm, so that divides it into three parts. And the same on the back of your arm, three parts. And the same on your legs, so three equal parts. And those roughly represent the three channels on the yin side of your arm and the three channels on the yang side of your arm. And the same with the legs, the three channels on the inside of your legs and the three channels on the outside of your legs. So it's the same as the back. The strokes are about 30 times in each channel. And the frequency of scraping the yang channels is 3 to 5 times a second. So that's fairly fast. And the inner yin channels, it's 1 to 3 times a second. So that's slower. So the yin is slower. So when you're treating yourself, it's important that you have no pain or discomfort when you're treating. And also, if sha comes to the surface, well, that's great. And if it doesn't, then don't worry. It's not something you need to really push for. And it is important that you are warm and comfortable when you're doing it. And you can do it once or twice a day. Something that's very important is that the tool is not shared with anyone else. And it's thoroughly cleaned and disinfected after each use. And if you want to know how to disinfect a tool at a professional level, there's a video on my YouTube channel which you can go and find, and that will explain to you exactly how to do it. So according to Dr. Guankin, this protocol is what's going to maintain the 12 channels, the veins and collaterals and tendons which circulate the whole body. And it also connects the organs and the limbs. It communicates smoothly between the upper and the lower internal and external channels and relieves the symptoms of fatigues in your limbs. So that's the self-treatment protocol which is recommended to follow. And obviously, as regards the back, you're going to need someone else who's going to treat your back. But as far as the arms and legs go, well, that can be treated yourself. And this kind of protocol is fairly standard and has a great deal of benefits. So I mentioned about hospital treatment and treating professionally. And what's happened is that in order to standardize Gua Sha treatment, the World Federation of Chinese Medicine Society's Gua Sha Therapy and Cupping Therapy Professional Committee, whew, that's a difficult one to say, they asked experts from 10 of the leading bodies in China for their contributions in how to treat COVID-19 with Gua Sha. So this included experts from the universities of Tianjin, Hubei, Changchun, Hebei, Beijing, Heilongjiang, and the Hong Kong Academy of Chinese Medicine and Technology. And what at least some of these institutions have been using is to strategize treatments according to diagnostic principles. So to look at what's happening professionally, let's have a look at Dr. Zhang Yangpu and the Department of Rehabilitation Medicine of Hubei Hospital, who has led a team using Gua Sha to improve the symptoms of chest tightness, palpitation, wheezing and coughing in patients recovering from COVID-19. So the strategy is first to treat the lungs, and the idea is to remove what they would term as phlegm out of the body. And so the main treatment here is to treat the lung channel, which is one of the yin channels on the arm. And this is scraped with medium intensity at the speed of 60 times a minute, 30 to 60 times, with sha coming to the surface. So this is quite a strong treatment on the lung channel. And then the second part of the lung channel is heavy scraping at specific points. So it's lung 5 and lung 7. Lung 5 is at your elbow and lung 7 at your wrist. So again, it's 30 to 60 times in an up and down direction. And the frequency here is 1 to 3 times a second. But in this case, you don't need to force sha to come to the surface. So that's the initial treatment, is to treat the lungs. And the next part is to invigorate yang qi, that's how it's described, and to treat fatigue. And the main treatment here is on the back, which is very similar to the self-treatment protocol. And this is coming from Du 16, which is the place I explained at the bottom of the occiput, and coming down all the way down your back in the middle, And that's again 30 to 60 times with a medium intensity, 60 times a minute. And also down the bladder channel from bladder 10 to bladder 54. So basically that's all down the back. And that's 30 to 50 times with medium intensity at a frequency of 60 times per minute. And again, it explains that sometimes there'll be sha and sometimes there won't be sha, depending on the weakness of the person. And then they go on to treating the chest. And there's an acupoint called Ren 17, which is basically at the center of your sternum. And they take that as the center of a 10 centimeters scraping area, which is scraping downwards. And they suggest that this is scraped for 3 minutes with moderate intensity at a speed of 60 times per minute. And sha is encouraged to come to the surface on the very first scraping, but then in any follow-up is not necessary. And then the protocol looks at certain syndromes, one of them being when you have a collection of symptoms, it suggests that there's a kind of weakness in your lung pancreas grouping, which normally suggests shortness of breath, fatigue, nausea, bloating, loose stools. And if you were to stick your tongue out and then look at that, well, you'd see it would be quite bloated tongue and there might be a kind of white coating on top. If this pattern is there, they would then throw in an acupoint called stomach 36, which is on your lower leg. And they take that again as the center of a 10 centimeter area, which you would scrape downwards for 3 minutes. And this is with a light intensity at a speed of 30 times per minute, without sha coming to the surface. And also the large intestine channel on the outside of your arm. And this will be scraping at a medium intensity with a speed of 60 times per minute, 30 to 60 times, again without sha. So these were thrown in when you had that group of shortness of breath, fatigue, and obviously digestive problems going on too. And then there's another grouping that they would treat, and which they describe as deficiency of qi and yin. And the symptoms involved are fatigue, shortness of breath, dry mouth, thirst, palpitations, excessive sweating, poor appetite, a dry cough. And for this, they would add in scraping at kidney 3, which is on the inside of your ankle, just behind your medial malleolus, which is your ankle bone. And they take that as the center of a 10 centimeter treatment area, where you would scrape downwards for 3 minutes with light intensity, 30 times a minute, and without sha. So the frequency of this treatment would be every 2 days, and it would be a total of 2 to 3 times. So this is what's happening in the hospitals in China in the treatment of the after effects of the virus that causes COVID-19. So that's it for today, and I'll be speaking to you next week. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can check out the show notes at clivewhittam.com/guasha show. You'll also find loads of free videos and information. And if you need more help with guasha, definitely check out my online courses at the Komorebi Institute. I'll include the link in the show notes too. Talk to you soon.